Baku, and Bombay in the next half century. From such grades of certainty as this, one may come down the scale until the most obscure mystery of all is reached, the mystery of the individual. Will England presently produce a military genius? Or what will Mr. Belloc say the day after tomorrow? The most accessible field for the prophet is in the heavens. The least is the secret of the jumping cat within the human skull. How will so-and-so behave, and how will the nation take it? For such questions as that, we need the subtlest guesses of all. Yet, even to such questions as these, the sharp, observant man may risk an answer with something rather better than an even chance of being right. The present writer is a prophet by use and wont. He is more interested in tomorrow than he is in today, and the past is just material for future guessing. Think of the men who have walked here, said a tourist in the Roman Colosseum. It was a futurist mind that answered. Think of the men who will. It is surely as interesting that presently some founder of the World Republic, some obstinate opponent of militarism or legalism, or the man who will first release atomic energy for human use, will walk along the Via